And good morning and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. Apologize, I'm a little bit late running today. Those things happen, I guess, but Coach's Corner is up and running here at Applebee's. We're in the sports bar as always every Saturday, 11:05 a.m. till noon. I'm your host, Dave Watson, and on the corner today we have Sioux High girls basketball player senior Izzy DeWilt is with us. Izzy, of course, is one of the 32 recipients of the MHSAA, Michigan High School Athletic Association Scholar Athlete of the Year. That's statewide. We'll talk to Izzy about that. Head coach of girls basketball, Izzy's coach, Pat Bennett, and of course, he's also Sioux High Athletic Director. We'll stop by. Pat has a special announcement for us. We'll talk to some things about Sioux High Athletics with Pat coming up as well, and of course, we'll talk to Izzy and Pat coming up, all that on Coach's Corner. Someone from the Sioux Eagles is going to stop by second half of the show, This Week in High School Sports, and what's on deck here on the corner. But first, to the scores that matter from last night. Sioux High boys basketball runs over Rudyard 58-50 in a great game in Rudyard. Blue Devils can win the Straits Area Conference title outright with a win over Newberry, and that will be on Wednesday. And it looks like the Blue Devils should be able to get that win in case something catastrophic happens. Also, Sioux High will get the number one seed in the District 34 Division II tournament. They jump ahead of Boyne City in those pairings, in those seedings, rather, that will be announced tomorrow as well. Blue Devils win 58-50, several lead changes. It was a great game last night, and Sioux High able to probably win the title outright because Rudyard and St. Ignace are one game behind them. It would have been a three-way split, but all they have to do, and again, they have to win the game, that they'll be at Newberry on Wednesday, and we'll be there as well here on Radio Sioux around 7 o'clock. We'll have that tip-off show for you. Elsewhere in boys basketball, Brimley dribble past Pickford in B-Town, 61-43. Cedarville Detour runs over Engadine, 66-19. Cadillac stomps Alpena, 68-38. Gaylord by 10 over Petoskey, 48-38. Traverse City West outduels Traverse City Central in the Battle of the Cherry Capital, 59-53. Around the UP we go. Jeffers in overtime past Escanaba. They had a deficit, and they climbed back in to win in the Banana Belt, 75-68. Menominee best Gladstone, 61-48. Iron Mountain crushes Hancock, 80-31. Norway hammers Powers North Central, 71-58. Crystal Falls Forest Park drills Bark River Harris, 79-48. Lake Linden Hubble shoots past Stevenson, 58-50. Rapid River thumps Rock Mid-Peninsula, 53-38. Meanwhile, it was a Big Bay Dinock burying Republic Mishigami, 66-51. Wakefield Marinesco tops Watersmeet, 63-54. Ishpeming, 56-44 winners over Manistique, and Gwynn edges Calumet, 38-35. Girls basketball, Sioux High wins in Ishpeming against Westwood, 58-43. Blue Devils, 11-4 on the campaign. They're home to St. Ignace Monday night. Pocket Rocket will have that call, filling in for yours truly here on Radio Sioux. Other girls contest, Cadillac nips Alpena, 50-47. TC Central downs TC West, 47-25. Around the UP, not much going on. Menominee top Seymour, Wisconsin, 57-53. Wakefield Marinesco, they throttle Watersmeet, 71-10. College basketball today, Lakers are home to Saginaw Valley. Women at 1, men at 3 over on News Talk 1400. Pocket Rocket on hand for that. Around the GLIAC today, Wayne State at Ferris, Northern Michigan at Michigan Tech, women at 1, men at 3, Davenport at Wisconsin Parkside, and Grand Valley State is at Purdue Northwest and Hammond, Indiana, women at 2 and the men at 4. On the ice, Sioux High Hockey blanks Grand Traverse Bay Area Reps. Nice win by the Blue Devils. They win 3-0, an empty net goal as well. It's at the CNC Collision Showcase. Blue Devils take on Escanaba at 2:50 today on Radio Sioux. I'll be at the Big Bear for that one. The early game yesterday, Orchard Lake St. Mary's doubled up on Escanaba 4-2. A big game for the Escanaba goaltender. He made many saves, about 41 of them last night. Early game today, Bay Area Reps against Orchard Lake St. Mary's at 1 at the Bear, and then Sioux High and Escanaba on Radio Sioux at 3. Other high school hockey contests, Houghton 1-1 tie with Marquette. Cadillac nips Sheboygan 2-1. TC Central, 2 better than TC West, 5-3. Nagani woodsheds Gaylord 11-3. Petoskey, 2 better than Tawas, 5-3, and Matatuan, 4-1 winners over Manistee. College hockey, Lakers blink Augustana, 3-0. Same two teams tonight, 5:35 from the Able Arena over on today's Hits 99.5 SFM. CCHA action, Bowling Green 3-3 at St. Thomas, Falcons win in the shootout. Bemidji State ices Ferris 4-1. Big Ten, Notre Dame 6-1 winners over Minnesota. Ohio State nips Wisconsin 3-2 in overtime. Michigan upends Penn State 5-3. National Hockey Conference, Colorado College buries North Dakota 7-1. Denver 5-4 in overtime past Minnesota Duluth. ECAC, Colgate over Yale 5-2. Cornell shuts out Brown 3-0. Dartmouth blanks Clarkson 3-0. Harvard skates past St. Lawrence 2-1. RPI 4-3 winners over Princeton and Quinnipiac 6-2 over Union. Hockey East, Providence 2-2 with BU. And then the Friars win it over Boston U in the shootout in that one. Boston College dumps UMass 5-1. UMass Lowell doubles up on Northeastern 4-2. New Hampshire derails Maine 6-2, and Merrimack skates by Vermont 5-2. Atlantic Hockey, American International 4-1 winners over Mercyhurst. Holy Cross 5-1 over Sacred Heart. Niagara skates past Army 6-3. RIT dumps Air Force by a score of 7-3. Canisius 5-3 winners over Robert Morris in a high-scoring game there. And meanwhile, a high-scoring game, it was 7-5 winners last night. Bob Morris able to beat Canisius, rather, in that one. Sioux Greyhounds pound London 8-2 on the road. Hounds are at Windsor 3:35 on Rock 101 tomorrow. They're off today. Around the O, Sudbury 6-3 over Saginaw. Flint skates past Sarnia by a score of 5-2. Mississauga 6-5 winners as well. Erie 2 better than Guelph 4-2. North Bay nips Ottawa 3-2. Niagara trips Oshawa in action. Kitchener hangs on over Mississauga 6-5. Brantford shuts out Owen Sound 3-0. And Peterborough nips Kingston 3-2. Sioux Eagles skate past Timmins 6-2 at the Puller Stadium. Eagles are home to Elliott Lake tonight at 7 at the Puller. Sioux Thunderbirds beat the brakes off Elliott Lake 17-0. A couple touchdowns and a field goal there in Elliott Lake. T-Birds host Timmins tonight at 7 at the John Rhodes. Around the Noge, Kirkland Lake 2 better than French River 5-3, and Espanola 4-2 over Powassan. Sioux AAA Indians hockey off this weekend. They beat the Junior Greyhounds in their final home game Wednesday 3-0. Indians head to Sioux, Ontario to play the Junior Greyhounds on Wednesday at 7. Then they head to the state tournament in Taylor on the 29th of February through March 2nd. Sioux Nordiques at the Flint Apollos tonight 6:30. Then tomorrow at 7, same two teams in the Sioux at the Big Bear at 7 o'clock. Those are the scores that matter. And when we return on Coach's Corner, back in 2 minutes, Izzy DeWilt will join us. We'll talk to Izzy, the Sioux High girls basketball senior, coming up here in a moment. Pat Bennett waiting in the wings as well. This is Coach's Corner from Applebee's on 1230 WSOO. I will do, as Coach Bennett's still coaching, and he's coaching me up here, but I'm ignoring him, probably like what Izzy does, because Izzy can handle her own business. Coach's quarterback at Applebee's as we're back at 11-18. Izzy DeWilt is with us, a senior guard for Sioux High. Is he one of the 32 recipients of the MHSA Scholar Athlete of the Year? We'll talk to Izzy about that and about the team and all that good stuff. Sioux High girls basketball playing pretty good hoops. And first of all, good morning, Izzy, and great to have you here on the corner.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. Well, see, she speaks pretty good. Well, Coach was saying, she's pretty soft and spoken there. We were ready for it. And Izzy's with us. And first of all, Izzy, congratulations on the Scholar Athlete of the Year. Were you pretty surprised when you were told that?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect from it. And then I saw the news, and I was pretty happy with it.
I think we all were, and we've had a few recipients of that at Sioux High over the years, but you certainly were deserving of that. And, you look at, you'll be able to look at it, your achievements as, obviously, when you're done, but were you surprised or, obviously it's always a pleasant type thing when you win something like that?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised with it after viewing everybody else's like summaries of all their accomplishments and things like that, kind of comparing myself. But I also do know that I have put in a lot of work throughout the years to be deserving for that award.
As far as basketball goes, I know you play basketball, but forgive me for my ignorance. Any other sports you play?
Yeah, I play volleyball and track.
Okay, and what's your favorite?
I don't know, probably basketball.
Probably basketball.
Yeah.
Coach is right by in the wings, of course, intently listening and heckling in the background. He's pretty good at heckling, but we can get him back too. I've given him some shots over the years. Feel free, Izzy, go ahead and give some shots to him. But Izzy, you look at your team, and I imagine your teammates are pretty happy that and pretty happy for you that you're able to win that award.
Yeah, definitely. I think even being in a team, and because it's such a long season, you really have to stay together as a team. And even just all the other grades on our team, since we have freshmen and juniors, just talking, all of us seniors, about kind of our achievements and our accomplishments and our plans for college. And then even so, within the process, we can answer any questions, and I'll encourage my teammates for next year to even apply for the same scholarship.
What did being on last year's team, that it was a very good, obviously, team, and you were able to go a long ways, what did that help you for this year in knowing that you're going to, your role was going to change from a bench player and kind of a, you're pretty much a sixth man in the end, and a sixth woman, and then all of a sudden, now you're a starter and you're one of the leaders. What did last year help you to get ready for this year?
I think just last year, starting on the team, we really had to have a good,
nucleus type thing.
Yeah, we really had to come together. And then, of course, the seniors, they had all been there so long. Claire, Kenzie, Laura, Ella, they had really just set out that path for us. And I think just knowing that they weren't going to be there next year, and they had been the base for a long time, and that me and Liza, we kind of realized, okay, we need to fill that spot. And Claire and Kenzie and all of them, all the seniors, they were able to help us in directing us and coaching us in what that path should look like, things we should get involved in, things we shouldn't get involved in.
Yeah, well, that's a very good answer, and I can completely understand with that. One thing I've noticed, and Coach and I have talked about it in the many interviews we do before a game and after a game, and that is, I've really been impressed, and, Mr. Bell, Ray Bell's with me doing the games. He's mentioned it several times, of you seniors stepping up yourself, of course, right at the front of the helm, along with Liza, and just a good leadership role, from the holiday break. It seemed like since it turned to 24 on, you guys really have stepped up.
Yeah, Pat definitely has a time of year in January where a little something kicks in and we go harder, but it's for the better of us.
And, of course, lately you guys have been clicking pretty good. A nice win the other night against Alpena. You had that lengthy trip over to Ishpeming last night, able to get a win. But, the one thing in particular, you guys have really played well defensively. I mean, it just seems like that's where you really have your calling card on.
Yeah, Coach always says defense travels, and I think that's really true with us. We're obviously not very big this year, so we have to be the tougher team and just sit down defensively, and we hope that our offense comes with it.
What about basketball do you like the best as far as, intangibles? What do you like as far as that really sticks out for you?
I think just the team, with it being such a long season, you really have to make sure that you have a good group who's constantly getting along. And with that, we're able to enjoy practices and games and being on the road and bus trips together. It's just really fun to come together as a group and get to do those things. And especially having freshmen on the team, it's cool to see kind of that adversity within it.
And, it's funny because, you have quite the blend of, a lot of seniors, a couple juniors, and you have a freshman starting. So it's pretty much a wide range of, different, type of players, from new to players that have been around a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I personally really like that aspect of it. I think it just adds to the adversity. And I think we've been, since we had a lot of people leave last year, we've been able to kind of set a new group, and we know that the freshmen coming back next year after us seniors leave this year, they'll still kind of have a feel for what we really work for as a team. And especially those juniors, we were able to teach them what we expect, and then they can continue to carry that on. I think it just helps carry the program on when we have younger players playing with the older players.
Kind of the pay it forward mantra, right? What Claire and Kenzie and them did for you guys, and then you do the same down the road, that kind of premise, I would have to believe. And you look at your team, and the fact that you got a couple weeks left, you have a pretty good record, and you know, a lot of people wondered about, you know, how they would be this year. Of course, with a lot of people graduating last year, but you guys really played at a strong level, and you have the intangibles. You get to play in front of the home crowd in the district tournament and all that kind of stuff. That's all good stuff.
Yeah, we're really happy with that especially, but I just think it needs to be recognized that we weren't supposed to be as good as we were this year, but we've put in the effort and the time into the gym, and we're surprising a lot of people, and it's really beneficial for us as a team, and it helps us stick together.
I think she listens to your interviews, Pat, in the podcast there. It seems like a carbon copy of a few things that you have said. What's next for Izzy DeWilt, you being a senior and all? What's down the road for you?
Yeah, so I plan on attending Grand Valley State University, and I also received a 3-year advanced Army ROTC scholarship. So at Grand Valley, I will join their ROTC that's run through Western Michigan, and then they're also connected with Calvin and Davenport. So.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
you. That's a very good school down there that continues to grow. Yeah, I was looking at all the different things you do. I was getting exhausted looking at it. There's no break in the action for you.
Yeah, definitely some nights can be pretty hefty and a lot of work, and then you go home and have homework. But I really just like getting involved with my community, and I think it's something that everybody should do, even if there's not a lot of it. I think giving back and showing your support to the other sports teams and stuff like that is just really beneficial, and I like being within the community and keeping that spirit alive.
Well, sounds good, Izzy. Congratulations again on the Scholar Athlete of the Year Award, and good luck the rest of the way. It's fun calling your games, and we're looking forward to the rest of the season. Again, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right, that's Izzy DeWilt, Sioux High senior, one of the recipients of one of the 32 recipients of the MHSA Scholar Athlete of the Year. Izzy DeWilt, a senior girls basketball guard for the Blue Devils. We will take a 2-minute timeout. Pat Bennin will join us, Sioux High Athletic Director, here in a moment, and we'll continue. Doug LaPrade with the Sioux Eagles is here. A full Coach's Corner coming up at Applebee's on 1230 WSOO. And we're back here on Coach's Corner. Sioux High Athletic Director and head coach of girls basketball, Pat Bennin, is with us. And Pat, we'll talk about the team first real briefly, because he had a game last night, 58-43 over Ishpeming. Westwood over in Ishpeming, able to get another win. So you're 2-2 on the week, on the road.
Yeah, you know, two good wins this week. Down in Alpena, you got to see a dandy game down there. A team that we had lost to by 15 at home and only scored 20 points, went down and had a little revenge factor. And then last night, I thought, had bust legs early and then kind of changed things around and played really well down the stretch and able to get out of Ishpeming with a 15-point win. So we're playing really well, and I thought Izzy did a nice job of kind of telling you why we are where we are. And that's, you know, maybe the expectations weren't there this year, but those kids, and I love to hear that they expect to win, and they just keep passing it along year by year by year, that expectation that we're just going to play the way we're capable of and find ways to win continues to keep going.
You know, you mentioned a million times, you know, how the fun this team is to coach, and then to have her on, I could see that, you know, and read through the tea leaves a little more because, you know, you can tell she's just having a blast.
They are. They're having a lot of fun, and I think the big thing in there was they didn't know what to expect at the beginning of the year. I didn't know what to expect at the beginning of the year, but, you know, they just find a way. You know, we talked about it at the end of the night last night, that we have the bat that goes around, and every year it has a different meaning for different teams, and this one is just that they're going to be the toughest team on the floor, and they just find ways to win games, different kids every night, and, you know, they are having a lot of fun, and they're a great group of kids to coach, and you can, when they're taking the bus rides, they're laughing and joking, and you can just tell they get along extremely well. Whether kids are getting 2 minutes or 32 minutes, they're there rooting for one another.
You know, Pat, I asked her, and you were sitting right here, and that is the fact of, you know, what they learned, her and Liza and the rest of the seniors from that group that, you know, of course, did so well, and they were a part of that. I mean, Izzy was in it, her and Liza
huge
were in
part down the stretch.
Yes, and Danica were an integral part of that team, and, you know, she was like a sixth man out there, and Liza and Danica gave great minutes, but what they learned from that group, you know, to be leaders, I think, you know, obviously was invaluable.
It was, and it just took him a couple, you know, it took him a few weeks to figure that out, what their leadership role was going to look like. And, you know, she's right. I mean, those kids have been around for so long that they weren't going to step into the last year and be leaders. They were just going to learn and figure how to blend into that team. And now they're called upon to be the leaders of this team. And I love that, you know, she's talking about those young kids and working with them in the junior class and teaching them what they learned last year on how to be a leader and what the expectations are and the work ethic that needs to be put in. And, you know, they've carried that torch extremely well. And it was funny, I still talk to Claire and Kenzie quite a bit, and Claire texted this morning and said, boy, that was a nice win. You guys are playing really well. And, you know, I did say, hey, good luck today. But, you know, that they were a big part of why this has continued on, and you got to give them credit. And they still know what's going on with these kids. They don't want to see them do poorly either, and I know they're encouraging them, and that's great to see.
I mean, Claire, last week when you left there in between games, you know, Ferris State was in town. Pat and I, of course, called the Lake State games last week at the Lake Show over on News Talk 1400, the women's and men's games, and she came over and said, hey, Mr. Watson, I still listen to all the as games, as many as I can, you know, when you and Ray are doing them. And she was going on about that. And that just it tells you right there that the once a Blue Devil, always a Blue Devil.
Exactly. And that's what we love to hear and love to see.
Yep, no question. Now, let's move over to, of course, put your athletic director hat on. Big announcement. I don't know if you mentioned this publicly yet.
It's a slow process of coming out. I know it was it got through the board on Monday, and I mentioned it on Perspective yesterday. So, you know, we're slowly getting this out there.
Yeah, nobody listens to that show, but that's okay.
Bill Crawford did because he heard it.
No, you did.
There you go. But no, we're going to start not just an athletic Hall of Fame, but an academic Hall of Fame as well, or a Distinguished Alumni Hall of Fame. And between a lot of people getting involved, we've set the process in place, and we're hoping by early next week or the following week that all the nomination forms and things will get out, and we're going to try to get that inaugural class in. And have a ceremony next fall, actually on the Marquette football weekend. It'll be Hall of Fame weekend. We're going to try to bring everybody in, have a ceremony at the football game, and then a banquet the next day. And, you know, I just think it's something great for our school. It wasn't a one-person idea here. There's plenty of people involved in it. And I think the idea of getting some of that history back into our school will be a great thing.
So the nomination process, you're looking for a public input on that, and that's why the forms are going out. I would imagine, in the paper, on Facebook and social media.
Yes, it'll be on the website. You know, there's a we're gonna have a downloadable paper copy or a written copy. So if you want to write it out and mail it to us, we'll take that as well. There'll be an online form as well that you can just submit it via email or back into there. So we're going to try to get it out as many avenues as possible. And, you know, we know this is, you know, this is the 150th year of our high school, Tewari High School. So it's one of those things that there's a lot of history there. And, you know, we know we're going to have to get that information out, and it's going to be a quick turnaround process once it comes out. You know, the athletic deadline will be April 1 when that gets out. I think the other one is April 15th, but regardless, that's a quick turnaround process. But yes, we will get it out there as many avenues as possible through the radio. We'll have forums at games. Whatever we can do, we want to get as many people involved to nominate, you know, and it's a simple, it's just going to be, it'll be a one-page form. You know, you'll fill out your information, who the nominee is, and then just some questions on what they've accomplished over the years, and then there'll be committees selected, and from there we'll break down that process and put our first class in each level.
You look at 150 years, I bet it's some really good athletes.
There have been a lot of great athletes. There's been a lot of great alumni that have come through. So, you know, it's not going to be an easy process. But, again, the big thing that, you know, we're going to have to make sure everybody understands is in order for someone to get in, they do have to be nominated. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to fill out the form. We're not, you know, the committees aren't going to go out and start looking for people. We want the general public to throw those nominations out and get that information to us, so we have a pretty good idea, and that'll be the big thing. And I've talked to a lot of different people about how this operates and how it works, and that, you know, we're probably going to work through a few little ups and downs that first year, because there's always going to be a little clicks or things along the way that might not run as smoothly. But so far, I got to say, you know, from my standpoint, because I'm kind of running the athletic portion of it, it's been very good. I think it'll be well received, and I think it's something that's long overdue for Sioux Area Schools.
Well, I think so too, and it's all part of trying to get the brand out there. And the other thing too, and you mentioned, it would be nice to be able to get alumni back in town, have a nice weekend similar to what Lake State does, or Great Lake State weekend, and those kind of things, and kind of just get the camaraderie of all that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it'll be a great opportunity to bring people back and have just a fun weekend and get to know them. And hear some of the stories that they could talk about over the years. I mean, I'm sure a lot of these people, whether it's whatever field they're in, whether it's academics or athletics, have some pretty good stories to share and talk about the experiences they had at Sioux High. You look at like a kid that just got off the air. You can hear that's what she feels about the school and what she's been able to accomplish athletically, academically. Those type of kids are out there, and those are things that 20 years down the road we want to make sure that we know who these people were and what they accomplished, and just bring that history back to the school. So when you're coming in, you can say, oh, hey, there's, so-and-so, or I played, look at that guy. I played with that guy in high school. Those type of things, I think, just bring more history and bring a better brand to your school and get it out there and help promote it. And I think it's something that will be very successful for our school.
So look for the forms and several
once we get it, we're just trying to, the biggest thing right now between the two groups is just make sure they're easy accessible. No. Generally the same form. Obviously the athletic form will look, the accomplishments will look different than you and I ever getting a scholar award. Would never happen. But that'll look different, but in general the same type. So there's not a lot of, deciphering, and so people make them very user friendly, and that's the big thing. And it that takes a little bit more time than what people realize, because you want to make sure that it's done right and there's not a lot of differences there. But we're going to get them out quickly and get that promotion out there. And I guess this is kind of the kickoff. Yesterday maybe it was the soft opening, I guess you would call it. Now we're going to do the kickoff, and I think it'll be well received. And it should be a lot of fun working through this process and just to see where things are going to go. And I think we both sides have done a great job of getting people involved and making things going to be a fun and have that opportunity to have a great weekend.
Well, this was the official announcement, because this is Coach's Corner,
I
have a little bit more smoke than the moose and the perspectives, that's for sure. That's like NPR in the Lerner Project. But nonetheless, before I let you get going, busy time going to be coming up.
Oh, this is the best time of the year. You look at it, we got boys basketball is going to be the number one seed, looks like. Barring anything crazy happening today, I looked at the NPR. So,
is anybody playing today that could upset it?
I didn't see anything out there.
Boyne City's done. So
Boyne City's done till next week, and it is the one thing that I have a little bit of interest in. I think like hockey and basketball. I don't know why they don't count the last week, but they don't. So that's just what they do. So it's pretty much over. Great that we're going to be the one seed. We're the one seed in hockey, so we should be able to host two games each, barring, if Kingsford wins their first hockey game, then we have to go there because the host school always gets home ice advantage.
Right.
Same thing in basketball. If Kingsley wins their first game and that's who we would be looking at, then we'd have to go to Kingsley. But at the end of the day, we would host a district championship and a regional championship if we can, win those games. And that's a great opportunity for our kids. And it should be a lot of fun and the opportunity to have home ice. We have the opportunity today, or the girls will be the host regardless of seating. So that's great. And I got to mention today, we have four wrestlers down there. Chris Kiefer, Sawyer Kenzer, Will Ullman, and Cody Russo down in the individual regional wrestling championships in Cadillac with the opportunity to go to Ford Field. And, that's a great accomplishment. And I know Will got to go last year and had a ton of fun. And then our swimming team is up at the UP finals.
I was going to say, I missed that, to put that on the scores.
On the swimming and diving finals, that starts today. Diving was last night. We didn't have anybody in the diving aspect of it, but the swimmers will go today. I think we have 17 swimmers up there competing today, and then senior day for a hockey team that's playing really well right now.
Big win last night against a really good team.
Yes, and it's you know, I mean, this is the exciting time of year. You know, it's playoffs for everybody. I see you got Doug over here. I'm sure he's gearing up for his playoffs coming up. And, you know, it's so much fun. You have all these sports finishing up right around the same time, and the atmosphere is exciting, and it really gets the kids involved. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is that, especially at high school, is those students that get to be involved in the student sections and things like that. Just makes it a ton of fun.
Before I let you get going and get Doug going in here, I said this last night, you know, you were in Ishpeming. I mean, what a great atmosphere in Rudyard, a league championship on the line. And I said to Ray on the air, you know, Pat, to my partner Ray Bell, I said, this is why, too, I like the seeding process, because last night mattered. They knew they could get the one seed. There's still, I think, bugs they could work out. I think there's some things that they could do with that seeding process.
Yeah, I didn't like it very much last year, I'll be honest.
No. But, I mean, I think you know, a one seed should get a little more of a benefit when you get to the district tournament. But it's still, it all mattered last night.
Yeah, it does, and it did all matter. I mean, at that point, it was real tight. It was razor thin. One way or another, and if we don't win against Rudyard, then probably we end up with the 2 seed. The only thing I wish that basketball would do that hockey does is seed the district all the way through. You know who 1 through 5 is, or 1 through 6. Right. I don't know why they don't seed it. They do in the regional hockey tournament, which I think is very smart and a great idea, because that way you're getting your best matchups and giving 1 and 2 a clear-cut advantage. And I think in basketball, you know, it's an alphabetical draw after that, so technically the 1 seed could play the 3rd best team in the district, and like girls basketball, the one we're in, you know, all the way from Kingsford to Nagani, it's pretty even, and there's a lot of good teams there, so you could end up with a bad draw at the end of the day.
You talk about razor thin hockey. I mean, I didn't
one 1/1000th of a point.
I didn't even realize, yeah. Pat, that they had a chance. Suhai did to leap over Marquette. Yeah, it was very close.
It's one of those things that maybe could be worked on. I mean, if you're at Marquette, and I'm happier than heck we got the 1 seed. Don't ever get me wrong here, so please, Suhai fans, don't yell at me. But they got punished for beating somebody 8-0, and I don't understand that.
Yep, and that's a good point. That is, we're all ecstatic that
Suhai
got.
But you know what? It happened to us last year, and like when I talked to Alex and Marquette, he's like, hey, you beat everybody in the district last year, and we're the 2 seed. It doesn't make sense all the time, but it is what it is. It's a system we work with. It worked in our favor this year in boys basketball and in hockey. So, you know, now we got to take advantage of it.
Yep, no question about it. Pat, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for setting up Izzy's interview. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Dave.
All right, that's Pat Bennin, the athletic director and head coach for Suhai Girls Basketball and athletic director at Surrey High School. And we will be back in 2 minutes with Doug LaPrade, Sioux Eagles head hockey coach, here in a moment. This is Coach's Corner from Applebee's on 1230 WSOL. And welcome back to Coach's Corner, as we're joined by Doug LaPrade, the Sioux Eagles head hockey coach. And Dougie, thanks for stopping by here on the corner. And a nice win last night for you over Timmins. It's been a while since we talked, but able to get a victory at the Puller Stadium last night.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, for having me. And, guys have been really playing well lately. And Timmins is a good hockey team. You know, we played them back-to-back, you know, last Saturday night at Timmins, and we're able to win that game 2-1, and then we had a good week of practice, and you know, we played hard last night. I really like the way we're playing.
Well, you know, it seemed like looking at the scores last week on the road, you guys really stepped it up.
You know, I guess I haven't really noticed, you know, one way or another, whether it's the road or home. I know that, you know, in the last probably 8 or 9 or 10 games, we've been very good, other than one game in Sudbury where we just didn't, you know, just didn't get on the bus. But, you know, we've all bought in to the kind of the system that we've wanted to get to. It's taken a little longer this year to get to where we wanted to get, but now that we're there, I think it's good. I mean, we're doing it, you know, we're kind of buying in at the right time, right down the stretch. And you know, we have to win hockey games to get in the playoffs in our division. So, you know, hopefully we continue to do the things we're doing.
You know, something I always thought about asking you, and I've had other coaches that coach a variety of levels, I've asked them, you know, You were, of course, a longtime Sioux High hockey coach there and assistant coach that you came back to help out there with John Ferroni and crew there for a while. And, of course, you were the head coach as well. But, you know, what do you look at as far as the differences from the high school level to the junior A level as far as, you know, some different things that you see, you know, from one to the other?
Well, the high school level is, you know, there are very good players at the high school level. They, the big difference, I think, is the consistency of the player. You know, in high school, you would have athletes.
Yeah.
You know, there are very good football players that are good hockey players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those football players go on to play football in college. They don't go on to play junior A hockey.
Right.
Where junior A hockey is filled with the good athletic hockey players from mm-hmm. high school. So, you know, once you get up a level, it's more of a specialty type player, right? Like not a really good athletic footballer or you know, whatever player,
right.
lacrosse player, whatever it is. It's just a hockey player. And, you know, high school is got those very good athletes. I think the other difference is the age, obviously, where, you know, a senior from high school can come to junior A hockey and struggle a little bit for the first half or, you know, of his year in junior hockey, where in high school hockey, he's a star. That has a lot to do with, in my opinion, you know, there aren't any freshmen and sophomores in junior A
right.
hockey, right? Hardly any.
Right.
If you're a sophomore in junior A hockey, you're probably an OHL draft pick or, a phenom.
Right.
Which there are a lot of in our league.
Right.
You know, in high school, you're a senior. You're 17, 18 years old. You're playing against 15-year-olds. In junior A hockey, you're 17, 18, 19 years old, and you're playing against 20-year-olds. So the difference just becomes a little bit of a consistency thing, in my opinion. And it's not to say that the sophomore in high school doesn't turn into a really good senior and then a junior A hockey player. That happens all the time. It's just a matter of age at that point.
And, you know, you look at, you know, when you get to the junior A level, you know, like you said, you got guys that are, you know that they're hockey's their sport. You know, there's not a situation where it's hockey is the specialty, and you know they get to you guys are taking it a little more seriously, obviously.
Well, yeah, I mean it's now almost kind of turning into a business when you get to junior yeah. A, right? The high school hockey and high school athletics is about student athlete, right? Student first athlete. That leads to, you know, like the Campbell boy going to Northwest. I mean, that could lead to some great things.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, when you get into junior hockey, it's, you know, some of these kids are still, we have three kids that go to Sioux High that are on our team.
Right.
You know, we have kids taking online classes and, you know, they're busy trying to, you know, get into college. But now it becomes more of a business. You know, we're in the gym at, you know, 8:30 in the morning, you know, 3-4 days a week. We're watching video. We're practicing 2 hours a day. You know, we're volunteering in the community. We're, you know, we're representing the Eagles and the Sioux as much, you know, as well as we can. So, you know, it turns, like I said, it turns a little bit more into kind of a business end of things where you're trying to promote your team yourself so you can go to college and play college hockey.
You know, that's a good point you make, Doug, about the business aspect of it. You know, I see that because, you know, I, of course, just as you know, just, you know, cover Sioux High on a main basis and, you know, being the voice of the Blue Devils for the station. But, you know, of course, when you coach Sioux High, you went down to Trenton every year, and that's where I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You go into a big showcase like that, you look around, and it's a zoo in there because you have all kinds of scouts and junior A scouts from mm-hmm. different teams and a variety of college coaches there. I mean, and they're there to see, you know, what kind of talent they can get, and, that's where the business aspect comes in when you go to yep. a venue like that.
Yeah, for sure. And those are some great things to you know, when you want to bring your kids to, right? Like
right.
when you're the high school coach, you want to bring them to that that event just for what you just said. And you know, that tournament is not tournament, excuse me, that showcase is great representation of high school hockey. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, the Blue Devils, to credit to Rick, Coach Mackey, he had a couple down years and he called them and he said, you know, we're not ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they didn't go. And then he called them and said, hey, we're pretty good this year. Let's, you know, and then you get back in, and that's how it works down mm-hmm. there. That, and they appreciate that. Right. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, when you go down there and you know, as a high school coach, bringing your kids, and then, you know, as a junior coach now, we have somebody down there. And then when I was coaching at Lake State, I would go down there and watch. And it is, it's a great opportunity for those kids to go and represent themselves in their school, for sure.
No question about it. Doug LaProde, Sioux Eagles head hockey coach with us. The guys back in action tonight at the Polar Stadium. Elliott Lake comes in, I think, 7 o'clock, and another home game tonight against Elliott Lake.
Yeah, you know, we've got some games coming up here. Like, the schedule gets kind of tight. We play tonight, and then we play Monday on the road, and then Wednesday at home against the Thunderbirds. Mm-hmm. So that would be, you know, odd opportunity, you know, midweek game, right, to get some people out of their houses into the Polar and watch some. Thunderbird games are always good. And then we go to the Sioux, Ontario, on Friday. So, you know, we play four games in,
wow,
you know, five, six nights, whatever it is, seven nights. But yeah, we're going to get ready tonight, and we're going to Elliott Lake struggled a little bit, but that sometimes is a hard game to play.
Yeah, those are the toughest teams, aren't they, sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah, because your guys know that if they play good, they're going to win.
Right.
But they also, or at least they should win, excuse me. But, you know, you also kind of have to get through that mental aspect of, you know, I don't want it to be point night. You know, play the way we've been playing, and we're going to be just fine. Deviate from that because you want to score goals because you don't think the team's very good.
Right.
You sometimes don't have the success that you do. So that you should have. So we're going to have to, my job is going to have to get them to understand that again. And, you know, we play Elliott Lake, including tonight, three more times this year. So, you know, we have to get ready and keep going. And I don't care if we win 1-0 or 10, it doesn't matter to me. I need to win. So, you know, our division is so good. And, you know, there are three teams vying for two spots. You know, Sudbury and Blind River are pretty much in.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's us, the Thunderbirds, and Espanola. And we, you know, we're all within a couple points of each other. So we got to win every
game. Changing of the tide. Boy, it was the tide. The Eagles, the Thunderbirds are way up there. But, you know, that tells you the depth of the league has gotten better.
Well, you know, Blind River and Sudbury have done a really good job with their player acquisitions and getting – kids, like, they've got OHL deals, you know, and that's a hard thing for us to do because we just don't have the Canadian spots.
Right.
A lot of people would say to me, well, why don't you get a deal with Flint? Well, yeah, that's a great idea in theory, but Flint's team is still filled with Canadian kids.
Yeah.
You know, so we have, you know.
Same problem.
Yeah. So, you know, I've talked to Kyle Raftis from the Thunder or from the Greyhounds, and, you know, he's like, hey, if we have a good young American kid, we know where to put him.
Right.
But they don't. You know,
right.
And, you know, if they do have American kids on their team now, they're on the team.
Right.
So, you know, the Thunderbirds, excuse me, the Blind River and Sudbury have kids. And Espanola and the Thunderbirds also have kids that are OHL draft picks. And so the division and the league has gotten, increasingly competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are what we are. I like to kind of call our guys, like, you know, when I was in college, we called ourselves lunchbox guys. Like, we, you know, we put on the hard hat and came to work every day and you know, had some success. And that's where we are. And I love it. You know, I think we're doing a really good job with that.
Sounds good, Doug. Good luck tonight. Thanks for stopping by. Really appreciate it here. I know it was last minute when I reached out to Bruno. Always good to have you on to talk some hockey. And good luck tonight and try to get a sweep on the weekend. I know you got a busy week coming up, but get another W tonight at the Polar Stadium. Hopefully a good crowd.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you.
All right, that's Doug LaProde. He's the head coach of the Sioux Eagles. And it's time for What's on Deck before we close up shop. A reminder, Sioux High Hockey later today, 2:50 from the Big Bear Arena. The CNC Collision Showcase, Sioux High against Escanaba. I'll have the call here on Radio Sioux. That will be coming your way today. And then, of course, Laker hockey tonight against Augustana at 5:35. Billy Crawford and crew and Pocket Rocket on hand for that on today's Hits 99.5 SFM. Sioux Greyhounds play tomorrow at 3:35 over on Rock 101. They'll take on the Windsor Spitfires as well. And Sioux High girls basketball Monday. They'll be home to St. Ignace as well. We have Blue Devil hockey on Thursday in the playoffs. That will be either in Iron Mountain or in the Sioux. It depends on if Kingsford and Manistee, whoever wins that game there. I'd like to thank our guests as we close up shop here on Coach's Corner. Izzy DeWilt, Sioux High girls basketball player, along with athletic director and head coach Pat Bennon and the head coach of the Sioux Eagles, Doug LaProde, for stopping by. Coach's Corner returns next Saturday morning here at Applebee's, 11:05 a.m. till noon. All Coach's Corners can be heard at podcast.1230wsoo.com. And for our broadcast engineer, Boo Hibbard, the gang here at Applebee's, I'm Dave Watson saying this is Coach's Corner, a sports presentation at 1230 WSOO. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.